Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for being here. So I'm going to talk about factors associated with intent to use contraceptives among reproductive-aged women in Mozambique. And I'm going to start with the disclosure statement. We do not have any financial disclosures or any other conflict of interest to report. And I want to acknowledge Dr. Ramos Mboni, who was a Fulbright scholar doing his master's in public health in epidemiology at Kent State University College of Public Health when we did this study. And actually, he should have been here to present, but he graduated in May 2014 and back to Mozambique. So you're going to have to put up with me. So. And we'll also like to thank the Demographic Health Survey Program for providing the data that's been used for this study. So I'll be preaching to the choir when I say use of family planning services improves a woman's health, enhances their status and rights, and protects the health of the children, as well as contributes to the overall well-being of the family. But despite these obvious benefits of family planning services, the contraceptive use among women in Mozambique remains really low. In 2011, the contraceptive prevalence rate was about 11.5%. And in the past 10 years, between 2001 and 2011, there had not been any significant change. In fact, it was about 11.8 during 2001 survey. So just a little bit about Mozambique. I'm sure everybody knows it. It's in Southeast Africa. It has 11 provinces that are divided into three regions, north, central, and south. In 2013, the population of Mozambique was 24 million, of which about a quarter of the population were women of reproductive age. And the annual birth rate was about 39 per 1,000 people. And it had a high infant mortality of 75 per 1,000 live births, and really high maternal mortality ratio of 490 per 1,000 live births. So if you look at these statistics, obviously increasing family planning services used by women would have a profound effect on raising both infant and child health, as well as women's health. And as I said earlier, despite the obvious benefits, only about 10% of the women reported using modern contraceptives. And this could be due to many reasons, including lack of access to the services, lack of knowledge about the benefits of the family planning services, social and gender norms, cultural taboos, low status of women, and husband and or partner's objection to use of family planning services. So we wanted to see, what are some of the socio-demographic factors associated with a woman's future intent to use contraceptives. Okay. And this project was approved by the Kent State Institutional Review Board. It is a cross-sectional study utilizing the DHS 2011 DHS demographic and health survey data, and our final sample size was 7,022 women who had complete information on the outcome and exposure of interest. We only included women who were actually in a relationship, whether they were married or in a cohabitation relationship. That excluded about 6,000 women that were identified in the household survey. So the primary outcome of interest is a woman's future intention to use contraceptives. And this was measured using a question: are you thinking about using any contraceptive methods to delay or avoid pregnancy in the future? And thus, any contraceptive methods is a modern contraceptive method. So some of the potential factors we consider were the woman's age, educational level, employment status, religion, region of the country they lived in, north, central, or south, urban versus rural residents, their cohabitation status, whether the partner lived with them at the time of the survey or lived somewhere else, whether they had a knowledge of at least one method of modern contraceptives, number of living children, husband's education, and desire for children. And it has three levels, and I'll show you that in a little bit. So in terms of the data analysis, we use SAS survey logistic procedures to calculate prevalence as well as adjusted univariate and adjusted odds ratio. And this takes into account the complex sampling design of the DHS survey, both at the household level and individual level. So in terms of the result, the mean age was 30 years, median about 29 years. Obviously, the age range is 15 to 49 by definition, that's the reproductive age. Mean number of children were 3 per woman, 2.2 median, and it ranged from 0 to 12. And majority, in fact, 96% of the women actually had at least one knowledge of one modern contraceptive methods. But in terms of the intention to use contraceptives, only about 45% of the women said they intend to use contraceptive in the future. So these are some of the other details of other sample characteristics, including education. Obviously, 40% of women had no education at all. Only about 10% of the women actually had a high school or higher education. 58% women did not work. That's not so much that they didn't work. It's in a formal sector, whether they had a government job or. I'm sure everybody work at the home on the farm, so I actually have a real problem with that. This measurement, especially in a developing country, when you're talking about countries with subsistence farming, every woman will actually work. So, in terms of religion, 28% were Catholics, 19% Islam, 42% were other religions. That includes different forms of Protestant religion, Evangelicals, Anglican, and 10% had no religion, reported no religion. Majority of the sample was from the central Mozambique. About 73% lived in rural areas. Half of the women had 3 or more children, and as I said earlier, 96% had a knowledge of modern contraceptive method. 85% of the women lived with the husband at the time, or a partner at the time of the survey. In terms of the husband's or partner's education, about 80% had either primary or no education. And in terms of desire for the children, only 40% wanted the same number of children. 55% said their husband wanted or partner wanted more than they did. So these are the results from the univariate analysis, where we're looking at one-to-one relationship between one of the factors and whether they intend to use contraceptives or not. Age was obviously a really significant factor. If you look at women between age of 35 to 44, about 55% of the women said they did not intend to use contraceptive. If you look at even older, 45 to 49, that's 87% of the women said they did not intend to use. Education level, again, lower the education level, less likely they were reported using the contraceptive. Surprisingly, the women who responded they did not work were more likely to report using contraceptives. Other religion, reporting was more likely to use contraceptive. Again, I'm not going to go through each of these univariable analysis because I have the results from the multivariable. Some of these fall off and if you want these, I can give you the results later. So if you look at, when you look at the multivariable logistic regression analysis, thus in the model, we included all the 10 factors that we looked at. Age remains, again, statistically significant. It was a strong predictor of whether they not intending to use the contraceptive. Surprisingly, women from the central Mozambique were less likely to say they intend to use contraceptive. Education, especially not having any education, was also associated with less likely to use contraceptive. Knowledge of modern contraceptive, obviously, there was a positive relationship. Women who said, you know, they knew about a method were 45% more likely to indicate that they intend to use contraceptives. And if you look at the husband's desire for children, those who said their husband wanted more children than themselves were about 19% less likely to say they intend to use contraceptive. And that becomes important. If you look at 55% of the women said their husband wanted more than they did, and you know, when we're doing family planning services, we have to take that into account. So this study examines factor associated with intent to use contraceptive in a nationally represented sample of reproductive aged women in Mozambique. Although the knowledge of modern contraceptive was high, about 96%, and was positively associated with contraceptive use intention, only about 45% of the women said they intend to use contraceptive. Although women, low education, and women from central Mozambique were less likely to report their intention to use contraceptive in comparison to younger women, those who had higher education, and southern Mozambique. Women who indicated their husband desired more children than themselves were reported to less likely to report their intention to use contraceptive. We did not find any significant association of rural residents, religion, husband's education, and cohabitation as predictors of intention to use contraceptive. So it is a nationally representative sample, but it's a cross-sectional study based on a self-reported exposure and outcome that probably result in misclassification of both exposure and outcome. In that scenario, probably the estimate that we have is an underestimate, then, so it's not so bad in terms of the bias. So we looked at the intention versus actual use. Obviously, a woman may intend to use a contraceptive, but if they don't have access to it, they may not eventually use it. So, you know, intention, obviously having an intention is important to start with, but then having access and actual use is where we want to go. So in conclusion, contraceptive use in women in Mozambique remains low, and the intention remains low. Program to increase uptake should take into account not only the individual characteristics of the women, also the family characteristics, including their partner's desire and, you know, which part of the country they live, for successful increase in family planning services, so that there is an impact on both maternal and children health. Thank you very much for your attention.